You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and we'd hoped, of course, that during this next hour, they're going to be the views of David Krieger, who's written a book on cloudy mortgages, cloudy titles. But I don't know that we're going to be able to reach him, so I think we're probably going to start out just scheduling this as if it were an open line program and invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, well, we'll hope that you'll give us a call because we have nothing really prepared. But I think we can talk about what's going on over in Europe, what's going on in the United States, and try to put things into clear perspective. Because, of course, as we look at what's unfolding internationally as far as the financial situation is concerned, why, we'd ordinarily be very, very, well, we'd be concerned because it looks like the world is drifting rapidly into economic contraction. And there's going to be a decrease in production. It looks like we're moving into a great recession, a great depression. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, nothing is that appears to be. And reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Despite the fact that everything we read tells us we're moving into a depression, our corporations are making a great deal of money. And if you look overall at what the corporations are doing, up until this last quarter, they've been making very large profits, but they've not been investing those profits. And the same thing would be held for the banks. We're told that the banks are certainly underfunded. They're facing real economic problems. They have tremendous investments in derivatives. But you must understand that the banks can create money out of nothing. I mean, there are no restrictions on what they can do. Supposedly, they're regulated by the central bank, by the Federal Reserve System. Ladies and gentlemen, these people own the Federal Reserve System. They all are in this thing together. And when you understand that there really are secret and covert organizations that run everything, why, we should not be surprised at what's going on. For instance, basically, the banks all tie into the Trilateral Commission. Who today is the Secretary of the Treasury? A man named Timothy Geithner. Where does he come from? The Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. In fact, 12 of the initial appointees to Barack Obama's cabinet came from the membership rolls of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. There were only 80 members, and 12 of them. 12 of them were on Barack Obama's cabinet or high officials in his government. Ladies and gentlemen, between 1977 and the year 2008, six of the presidents of the World Bank came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Eight of the 10 the directors of the World Trade Organization came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Seven of the 12 secretaries of state and nine of the 12 secretaries of defense came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. And every president and or vice president of the United States during that time came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Ladies and gentlemen, these people have total control over the government. Not only our government, but the government of Europe as well. And nobody's telling them that. Why? Because the media is controlled in America, and they all tie into this little clique of people who run the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're going to be doing open lines this evening, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, but right now I'm simply talking about the fact that our government, both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people. They all tie into the Trilateral Commission, and certainly you can go back to, 1979, Barry Goldwater wrote a book called With No Apologies, and on page 280 of that book, and if you don't have the book or can't get, we actually offer the book for you. They're used copies, but we think it's a very important book. And Barry Goldwater, on page 280, said, you know, the Council on Foreign Relations is a domestic organization, but the Trilateral Commission is international. The goal is to seize control of the political and economic structure of the world by first seizing control of the political structure of the United States. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they've done. Now, they were formed in 1972, 1973. By 1977, they control the political structure of the United States, and they control it today. They control, they have their people through the Council on Foreign Relations planted in the military. They have them certainly in the banks they control. The six major banks control the 60% of the financial, 70% of the financial assets of our country. And every one of those banks ties into this complex, and that is the Council on Foreign Relations. And what are the banks? Well, I should say, what are the banks? Well, they're J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. And if you go into the membership roles of the Council on Foreign Relations and Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission, you'll find that all of these banks tie into that complex. And the same thing is true with the media. There are six major media corporations, and they largely control what the American people think. And they control so many of the publishers. They even control the major Christian publishers. And they have their people who control most of the major corporations, which have moved overseas and are making a great deal of money. And they're investing that money in other countries because they want to raise living standards in other countries as they lower living standards here. It's a process known as creative destruction. And you can find it up on the internet. Creative destruction. Creative destruction. Go to your, certainly your search engine on your computer and look it up. Better still, certainly go to your search engine and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. Alan will explain it to you. Basically, the elite who run the world believe in globalism. They believe, of course, in this one world system. They believe in spreading the wealth of the world around. Now, basically, of course, they intentionally and purposely raise the living standards in other countries throughout the world. But, of course, to do this, to be able to create this new globalist society, they have to destroy the old system. Now, those are his words, not mine. They have to destroy the old system. And that's what creative destruction is. The destruction of the old system as we create a new system. This is not my words, my ideas. This is their words, but you're not going to read about this in the controlled media. You're not going to hear about this from your churches. You're not going to hear about this, certainly in our educational system. But this is the plan to raise living standards throughout the world. But, of course, they're taking us into a recession in this country so they can lower our living standards, and they have to have an excuse to do it. But it is all stage-managed. They know exactly what they're doing. Certainly, we know these people control Europe. We know that, for instance, recently they appointed, they didn't elect, they appointed a new prime minister in Greece. His name was Papademos. Now, he was a member of the Trilateral Commission. What do you think? There's only 100 members of the Trilateral Commission. How do you think that? Do you think it's just coincidence that one of them was appointed Premier of Greece? Now, admittedly, he was voted out of office here, but you can be sure the people who replaced him will go right along with the system because they control all the political parties over there. They do not want any dissent, but they want to give you the impression this is a democratic process. Today, of course, the Prime Minister of Italy, Mario Monti, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can go up on the internet and type in Trilateral Commission membership list, and you can actually pull down the membership list and check everything that I'm telling you. And you should. And if you find something that I say isn't right, please get in touch with me. And so, because, of course, we can be led astray like anybody else can. But we've been researching this for over 50 years now, and it's pretty obvious we have a pretty good grasp of what's going on. But everything is on a timetable. And why they are beginning to precipitate this economic crisis at this time, when there's no need for it, they could simply be printing more money, and because eventually it'll create inflation, but they can hold this off for a fair length of time. And one reason we're not having rapid inflation now is that the banks are not making loans, they're not putting the money out, and the major corporations that have fantastic financial holdings are just holding that in banks. They're not investing it. If they were to invest it and the banks were to make loans, we would have rampant inflation because they've massively increased the financial resources throughout the world, but they're specifically not doing that because they seem to be on some sort of a timetable that would appear to be coming to pass this year. Why? Don't ask me why 2012. But then why back in the year 1100 was the Bishop of Dublin, a man who the Bishop of Dublin, was writing about the time when, of course, the world would change and change dramatically. And what year did he talk about? The year 2012. Basically, the ancient Mayans talked about the crisis that was coming in the year 2012. The ancient Aztecs talked about the crisis coming in the year 2012. The ancient Hindus talked about the crisis that was coming in the year 2012, and even in some of the more recent Catholic and Protestant writings that we're talking 1500, they were talking about a crisis that would occur this year. Now, basically, I don't believe this is God. I believe that there are Luciferian forces in the world that are directing what's going on today. But that God is allowing this to happen, certainly because the people in America, the people in other countries have turned against God. And I believe God is going to bring terrible judgment on America and on the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Is it true that there really is a small group of people who run the world? Well, we would refer you to David Rockefeller's memoirs. On page 405, and you can get these things. You can get Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies from Radio Liberty. You can get David Rockefeller's memoirs, published in 2002. And on page 405, and I'm paraphrasing pretty close to what he said, you know, there are a lot of conservatives who think that my family and I are part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others around the world to bring a more equitable and global and economic system. And if that is the charge, I am guilty. I am an internationalist, and I'm proud of it. Those are his words, not mine. And you need to understand this is not imaginary. It's really very, very real, and we want you to understand that these people know exactly what they're doing, and they figure that they are so smart that they can tell us what they're doing, and we won't believe them. Well, not enough people will make a difference, because they control the military, they control the police force, they have certainly everything is in place for the dictatorship, everybody is numbered, they have, of course, their cameras are every place, everybody has a card so they can chart exactly what do you buy and what you have and what you hold. They know what's in your bank account. You have a dossier, not one dossier, a number of them. You have a FBI dossier, a CIA dossier, a Homeland Security dossier, a DARPA dossier, and those are all simply being coordinated at the fusion centers. Look on the internet under fusion centers, or look under Jesse Ventura and fusion centers, YouTube, Jesse Ventura, fusion centers. You can see the pictures of them. But there are other articles up there about the fusion centers where they actually correlate your dossier and bring them all together. Well, let's go to Ed, who's calling from Aptos. Again, our numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'd love to hear from you. Hi, Ed. Do you have a question or comment?
Question. I have a comment and a compliment. I can't put it into words, Dr. Stan, what you and your family do for us. And, you know, to thine own self be true, I couldn't believe that. I heard you asking for, satellite, you know, it's very expensive, and I think, you know, to myself, speaking for myself, and I know this will be true, you know, I sure have $20 for a subscription to this, $20 for a subscription to that, and, you know, if I'm honest with myself, you know, that's why I try to contribute my own little way to you guys.
Well, we appreciate that. Hang on there, Ed. We got to go to a break, but I'll take you as soon as we get to the music, okay?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our open lines, so give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Frank calling from Cheyenne, Wyoming, and Frank says that he listens to our morning program there, and he's called a couple of times. Basically, we do a program out of Johnstown's, Colorado, at 7 o'clock every morning, and because it gets into Denver and Fort Collins and Boulder, but it gets up into Cheyenne, Wyoming, which is interesting, and does he get pretty good coverage up there in Cheyenne, Frank?
No, Doc, it kind of cuts off when you get into town. KHNC AM 1360 will work on the south side of Cheyenne, but when you get into the city, it kind of cuts out. There's too much interference from other sources. But I listen. It comes on at 8 o'clock Mountain Time here, and I listen to you on that frequency. But what we have to understand that this Agenda 21 is an all-encompassing thing. And it's not, we got this group together about the South Cheyenne Community Development Association where they want to ruin South Cheyenne, basically, and wipe out all the businesses and wipe out all the trailer courts and the low-income housing in order to get rid of us way below and put some beautiful entrance into Cheyenne. And we are on this thing. I printed out 45 CDs last meeting of the South Cheyenne Development Association, and we got 150 more coming, and we've got major business players involved in this. But it's beyond Greeley Highway and South Cheyenne. It is Agenda 21. It is control of private property, and all wealth comes from the land. If it isn't mined, it has to be grown or forested. And once they can control the land, they can control all of us and usher us into cities and make us live stacked up like cordwood and either work for the government or work for some multinational corporation. They're trying to put all the mom-and-pop businesses, such as myself, I have a small blacksmith shop here, we're trying to put us all out of business so we can go drift off into the feeding at the trough with the other trough feeders and either get welfare or whatever. And they can, have complete control over all of our lives. This is what we're trying to do in Cheyenne is wake people up to this. And you have to get the big picture. And that is what people can't grasp. That this is way beyond what they're going to do to South Cheyenne or South Greeley Highway.
Well, when you begin to realize the enormity of Agenda 21, this is a worldwide program to restructure the world, to kill off a large part of the world's population, to take away the right for private property to individuals, and certainly to actually, of course, destroy businesses, to force people into these housing units, multi-story, small living quarters where you can be carefully watched and monitored, and every aspect of your activity can be controlled. They want to get you out of your cars. That's why they're putting in the bike trails. They want to get us onto bicycles. They want to lower our living standards. They know exactly what they're doing. And once people begin to see this, Frank, don't you find out that suddenly the lights go on and they suddenly become dedicated to joining in this battle with you?
Absolutely, they become outraged, and they want to put 180 miles of bike paths in Cheyenne. Well, now, Cheyenne, Wyoming has got a bicycle climate that might be good for 5 months out of the year, but you're not going to be riding a bicycle most of the time. There's no way that's going to work. And I like to encourage everybody to go up to the newspaper I write for. I write a monthly column in it, LibertyTorch.us. My last election, my last column was on electronic election fraud. But there's all kinds of good stuff in there. We're taking off like a rabbit. We've got three sections in this newspaper, all kinds of local issues, but more philosophy,
Well, I think it's so important, Frank. I'm just so glad you're doing it. The thing is that you just have to reach the people. If you can get them to listen to Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and John Leffler, get them to listen to our programs, give them the opportunity to get the real news. If you can convince them the media is controlled and that these people really control the wealth by nation. If you could just get them to read page 405 of David Rockefeller's book. He doesn't mince any words. He's part of a secret cabal, the secret cabal that controls our nation. If people understood this is not imaginary, it's real. And the only way you can understand it is that behind these people is organized evil. And when you understand that, all begins to make sense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you want to hang on for just a minute, Frank, we'll take you just as soon as we get through this break, okay?
Sure thing, Doc.
And then we'll get to Mike from Michigan, and if you're out there, give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan sitting here. Oh, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sydney, it's open line, so give us a call. We'd love to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Right now we have Mike calling from Michigan. What part of Michigan are you in, Mike?
I'm from Fenton. I'm originally from Rochester, but I'm living up in Fenton for the time being.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, because Mike was talking about when our founding fathers were talking about the separation of church and state, go right ahead with your thought there, and then I'll tell you what I think. But go ahead. What about this church and state issue?
Okay. They didn't have it to where they meant it to be to keep the government out of the church, and it was never meant to keep the Bible out of a school. Okay, because we can't hold our people in our children to a Bible standard if they're not taught the Bible standards and then take them to court to judges that then have authority that we can't take to court, and then they do whatever they want, whatever the higher-ups tell them to do, and they can just do whatever they want. That is, it seems like Hitler or a dictatorship, which we live under already. It's just not labeled that, I feel, because I've had personal dealings myself, and I've seen it with my own eyes. You know, and so I was wondering what you thought about that, and then I had a couple of
Okay, well, let me just, first of all, our founding fathers did not talk about a wall of separation between church and state. There is no reference to this. If you read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, certainly the constitutions of any one of our 50 states, there's no mention of a wall of separation between church and state. And basically, of course, the phrase came from an article, from a letter that President Jefferson wrote to the ministers in Danbury, Connecticut. And basically, they had heard that the federal government was going to come in and try to influence how they taught their religious beliefs. And President Jefferson wrote to them in a letter and said, look, there's a wall of separation between church and state, and the federal government can in no way influence what the churches do. But there's nothing in that letter suggests that the federal government will restrict religion. It didn't say it in any way that the religion was not trying to influence what was going on in government. This whole idea of the wall of separation between church and state was devised by a group of men who hated Christianity. They were Masons. The Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 from 1941 to 1971, over a 30-year period. They were appointed by a 32nd-degree Mason, Franklin Roosevelt, and 33rd-degree Mason, Harry Truman. They were there, of course, to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation, because the God of Masonry is the certainly is not the God of the Bible. And if you read Masonry, read their books, you'll understand that their God is an entirely different God. Their God is the prince of this world, not the God of the Bible, the traditional God. So he's the great architect of the universe, and symbolized by the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, if you've seen it, the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye. But that basically is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. And modern-day Masonry, according to Albert Pike, who is the father of modern-day Freemasonry, says this in his book, and you can actually read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get the exact reference. Modern-day Masonry is a continuation of the ancient mystery religion. So basically, there is nothing, certainly in our founding documents at all, suggesting that there is a wall of separation between church and state. In fact, I had a very interesting conversation this afternoon with a man who obviously doesn't like Christianity, and he was saying that there is no evidence it was a Christian nation, when I pointed out that on four separate occasions, the Supreme Court has held that in various decisions that America is a Christian nation. Well, his response, well, that was just their opinion, you know. And of course, then when I pointed out the background of the letter to Danbury, Connecticut, to the ministers in Danbury, Connecticut by Thomas Jefferson, and then I quoted from quotation you'll find in the Jefferson Memorial there in Washington, D.C. If you've never been to Washington, D.C., there are a number of beautiful buildings, but the most beautiful of all is the Jefferson Memorial. And there behind this massive statue of Thomas Jefferson, engraved in marble, is this statement: God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice cannot sleep forever. And I think that, of course, that certainly, if you read those letters, those words, and think about them, do you really think that Thomas Jefferson believed there was a wall of separation between church and state? In those words, he expressed the idea that our freedom, our liberty, comes from God. And, of course, as soon as I quoted that, this young man who was calling in my afternoon program said, well, what about the Inquisition? What about the Inquisition? In other words, we'd pretty well diffused his argument about the wall of separation between church and state. And now he wants to change the subject. And that's what the liberals will always do. When you've defeated the argument, ladies and gentlemen, they'll always try to change the subject. And it's an old trick. It's one of the oldest tricks in the world. Listen to them on talk radio and understand what they're doing and then challenge them and simply point out, you lost that argument. You want to change the subject, don't you? Because you know what you said was wrong. Well, Mike, our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Mike from Michigan on the line. Mike, go right ahead. Do you have another question or comment?
Yeah, I got a couple more, Doctor. I appreciate that answer because it reveals the fact that it's just another one of the tricks that they're up to. This is what I'm thinking. I talk to people, and what I find is hardly nobody knows about none of this stuff. It's so hard for them to really believe because they're brainwashed with everything that they're watching on TV. And people like ourselves that really, had dealings and we really know what's going on and that there's a bunch of major stuff going on, but they don't see that, I'm thinking you got that Brotherhood of Darkness book. Some way or another, I'd like to get like 10,000 of them printed to where we could just give those away somehow.
It is available up on Kindle. I think it's only $5 to get them.
Oh, that's all it is? Okay.
Yeah, it off of Kindle at $5. And so certainly Tom Horn put it up there. Certainly I'm very pleased it's available. I've never gotten a cent out of it having it up there. I didn't write the book for money. I wrote the book because I wanted to get the message out, and we're probably in our eighth or tenth printing of it. Well, we'll get it as much as we can. Anybody who wants to buy them in the bulk, we'll get the price down considerably for them. Anything else you wanted to say, Mike?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, this is what I heard. I believe it's probably true. I heard that the people in the world, that we could put them all in the state of Texas and everybody would have a front and a backyard and a house and there'd be enough room in just the state of Texas to put all the people on the planet would fit in the state of Texas. So we're not running out of room. That's another lie that they're trying to sell.
How ridiculous something is, if you say it over and over and over again, eventually people come to believe it, and people have to understand that the media in America is controlled. The educational system is America is controlled, and tragically they've infiltrated our religious seminaries, they've infiltrated our religious organizations, and much of what we hear about what's going on in the world today in our Christian churches is simply not true. And it's not necessarily because the minister, of course, wants to deceive you. It's because he doesn't know, or he's afraid to speak out because if he knows, if he does, why, of course, there'll be somebody in the church there that will organize his recall. That is the tragedy, and I've seen this in my own church, and I will never forgive myself for not standing up and opposing it. I didn't understand what was going on, though, until the very day when they forced our minister out. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Mike.
Okay. Dr. Stan and everybody out there, I appreciate you, and I wish you would stand up with Dr. Stan and stand up for America, and it takes more than talk, and, we need to start doing some things. But, in my particular situation, I'm involved in a bunch of stuff, and this system and what he talked about, Dr. Stan, is very true, and they have attacked me and my family. And I have an opportunity to use a prestigious law firm to try to write the thing, but then I'm gonna have to go into a broken, wicked, evil system to try to use their tools to go into their system and try to come out with an outcome that's gonna be in my favor, and that's not really possible in that system. So we try to fight these people through the system. It's not gonna work. we're going to, you know, God is the ultimate power, and so we're going to have to do it by doing the right thing, working together, and we can't think that we're going to be able to go to these men in this system and it's going to work out, because we will fail and we'll fall short and we won't get anywhere.
Well, Mike, I think we need to spend some time on our knees. I think we need to ask God to help us, because, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battle, but it really is a spiritual battle. And this is being, at least in part, fought and on another dimension. What we need to do is, of course, be true to God, to pray for his help and guidance, and then, and to do the right thing, but to try to get people to understand, as many people as we can. But without a great revival, I do not believe there's any way that America is going to survive as a free nation. Anything else?
One more thing. I just can't see us going into the devil's house and expecting to come out with what it is that we need. That we need to get that thought out of our head, if everybody knows what I'm saying when I say that.
Okay, Mike, I appreciate your call. God bless you. Keep us informed as to what's going on back there in Michigan, will you?
Okay, thank you, Doug.
God bless. And let's go to Robert, who's calling from Cincinnati. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And how are things back there in Cincinnati, Robert?
They're good. They're good. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I heard a gentleman earlier speaking about Agenda 21, and I was wondering if you ever heard the term of green conservatism.
A green conservatism? No, I really haven't. Would you like to tell us what it is?
Sure, sure. What it, green conservatism is, it is actually a term coined by Newt Gingrich, and it is a conservative approach to environmentalism. And what it is, it's a market-based science and innovation entrepreneurship approach towards environmental protection, sustainability, and conservation. That's the green conservatism. What is it? It's kind of railing against. It's a bottoms-up approach towards environmental protection, towards environmental protection. And what it does, it rails against the top-down approach from government control, such as those things you see from Agenda 21. It's actually Agenda 21, you know, is in the using the mask of environmental protection, sustainability, and conservation. But what actually that mask is hiding, what's behind the mask, is the liberal redistribution of wealth agenda. And so basically the environmental movement has been hijacked by the liberals.
You're absolutely right, but just be careful. Be careful of anything that Newt Gingrich is pushing. Newt Gingrich is deeply involved in the occult. I remember Newt Gingrich when I ran for Congress, and he was back there at the meetings we attended in Washington, D.C., and Newt Gingrich can give one of the finest talks I've ever heard. He's certainly one of the most intelligent people, but he's very, very close to the leaders of the world occult movement. He poses as a conservative. He talks conservative, and what you're talking about right now sounds very legitimate and very correct. But be very, very careful of Newt Gingrich. Evaluate everything he says, because, of course, he's playing a game. And his dedication is not to the conservative cause, but to the world occult movement, which he, of course, is an integral part of it. And very few conservatives even understand who Newt Gingrich is, or the, certainly his connections to the occult movement. But from what you say, I certainly think that the environmental movement has been taken over, and certainly we need to be very, very wary of this whole idea. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, if you can elaborate more, if you would, on the occult association that you're talking of. That's something I'm not aware of. I mean, I've heard of it. Is this something that's in with the New World Order that you hear a lot about, or is this something different? Because we're hearing, you know, there's two terms, of course. One, New World Order, and that you're saying one that sounds different with some kind of a cult.
Well, basically, of course, what you have to understand is that there is a world occult movement. It's been around since the inception of mankind. It is people who have an alternative spirituality. And, of course, we talk about politics. They talk about spiritual matters. The whole idea of the world occult movement is to bring about a one world government. And, of course, in the process of that, to install the Antichrist who will rule the world. Now, this is looking at what's going on today politically from a spiritual point of view. But we talk about all these secret societies, and you listen to me talk, we talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission, and the Club of Rome, and the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and they're all very legitimate political organizations. Most of them covert, most people have never heard of them. But what nobody understands is behind all of them are powerful spiritual forces. This is the thing. And I don't know whether you're, Robert, whether you're coming from a Christian point of view or from a non-Christian point of view or maybe agnostic, but I hope you continue listening to our programs because behind everything we talk about, we're really trying to get people to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle, although it's being played out in a political battlefield. But the entire drive for the one world government, for the new economic system, for this new world religion, believe me, they've infiltrated the Christian church, and so many of our ministers, ostensibly ministers, Christian ministers, have simply subtly altered the message of the Christian church. They've altered the music of the Christian church. They've even altered the way that people dress when they go to church on Sunday. It's very subtle. It's done very, very slowly. But the whole thing is to change the basic structure of Christianity from the worship of Jesus Christ to doing good and helping your fellow man. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But they want, of course, to make this a socialist religion rather than a Christian religion. Hang on, we'll be back in a moment. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountain, from the prairie, through the ocean.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and of course there are many, many ways to listen to our programs. We have stations at this time of evening. We probably have 12, 13 radio stations pull us down, and then of course we have, you can get us on the internet, you can certainly get us on an iPod, an iPhone. We have all sorts of alternative methods to get Radio Liberty, but one of the things, of course, we've had is for a long period of time is shortwave. Unfortunately, we don't seem to be getting a very good response for shortwave, and basically we're having difficulty continuing to finance it. I really, of course, want to, of course, continue keeping our stations going and our internet and other outlets. We'd like to know if you're out there listening to our program on shortwave, how many people are listening. If you're listening on shortwave, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you're listening to us on shortwave, call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd certainly appreciate it. If you can help us as far as the others, maintain the stations and the internet and the satellite and the other connections we have, would appreciate that as well. But we're going to have to make a decision about what we're going to do as far as shortwave is concerned. And so if you'd like to call us, let us know your thoughts if you're on shortwave, or if you're on shortwave, but you can come up with other means of getting us by internet, by iPod, by iPhone. Certainly we have a number of different ways of getting our program other than shortwave, and it may be that shortwave is, well, it's going to be one of the victims of what's coming down the line as our whole society is beginning to change. But as long as, of course, I'm able to, I want to stay on the radio and try to let you understand what's really going on, because nothing as it appears to be. We're moving into a very, very difficult financial time, and we suggest you prepare for that. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that there are a lot of signs, and a lot of history points to the fact that this year, or perhaps next year, are going to be major cataclysmic changes in the way we live. So if you haven't read the book Petrus Romanus by Tom Horn, you'll really want to get it, because it goes into the ancient writings, go back to the 1100s, that talked about certainly the cataclysmic changes that are going to come in the future, the year 2012. Certainly the writings in the ancient Mayan writings, the ancient Aztec writings, the ancient Hindu writings, the ancient Jewish writings, the ancient Catholic writings, the ancient Protestant writings, and so many of them point to the year 2012. You want to get the book Petrus Romanus, and I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's just all to frighten us to death. But why were they talking about this happening 800 years ago? Why did they mention the year 2012? Well, anyway, of course, we hope that you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get our treatise on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret. You'll get our talk. It's on DVD, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. Our talk on population control, the covert agenda, and there really is a covert agenda behind population control, and they intend to kill billions of people. They've already killed several billion, and they're going to kill billions more. And I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about something very, very real. And then, of course, we do hope you want to get Rosalind Peterson's excellent DVD on the geoengineering, Betty Martini's excellent DVD on aspartame, and, of course, Michael Shaw's excellent DVD on Agenda 21. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to us there 24 hours a day. Let us all be grateful for Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dennis Marker, who wrote a book about the 15 steps to corporate feudal, corporate feudal republic. I think that's the terminology he used. Is that right, Dennis?
That's right.
Fine. Well, why don't you pick up the story and tell us who you are, why you're concerned that we are moving away from freedom towards fascism, and I think you're absolutely right. But why do you think that we're moving in that direction, and what can be done about it?
Sure. Well, first, let me say thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Good to have you with us.
So thank you. Well, I guess you have several questions, and why am I concerned? Well, as a middle-class American, I'm concerned just because I'm seeing the writing on the wall. I think probably even more than that, I have a 15-year-old. And so I'm old enough to remember when the U.S. really had a vibrant middle class. And I've been alive for the entire period, say the last 30, 33 years, of watching that middle class being eliminated. And so those are some of the reasons that I'm concerned and why I wrote this book, to help people understand just what has happened and is continuing to happen to our middle class.
All right, and Chris, your contention is that the middle class is being progressively eliminated, and I think that's absolutely right. I think that a lot of people have lost their homes, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their savings, and of course, you move then from the middle class into a condition of poverty. And of course, then you become dependent upon the government, and you have to get your food stamps, and you have to get a government housing allowance, and you have to suddenly get your monthly welfare checks and your Medicaid. But then what happens when the government runs out of money and can no longer provide it for you? Then what happens to these people? So you pick this story up there.
Well, that's right. And the reason that I call it corporate feudalism is because I think, well, one, everyone knows feudalism from whether you've read Robin Hood or a reading of history. And in a feudal system, what you have is a few, what they called then, feudal lords, what I now call corporate feudal lords. But anyway, you have a few people who control all of the resources. And that means that everyone else is beholden to this small group of people. And of course, this small group of people not only controls their own property and their own holdings, but they have enough money to control the government as well.
Dennis, are you on a regular hardline telephone? That seems to be just a little soft.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am. I'm on a hardline phone with a cord.
All right, fine. With a cord. Okay, that's fine. We'll just speak a little louder then, because I think what you're saying is important. I want people to hear it. So basically, of course, we're talking about a corporate feudalistic society. And basically, it used to be we had simply a feudalistic society where you had your feudal lords. Now we seem to have a system dominated by the gigantic corporations. Would that be a fair assessment?
That is exactly right.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back here in just a moment with Dennis Marker. He's written a very interesting book. Now, we would disagree on a few things, but I want you to hear what he has to say, because anybody who listens to our program knows what I believe. So I want you to hear what an intelligent individual has to say about his concern about this than ever, such a growing control over the future of our lives, over the future of our families, as the government simply expands its control over every aspect of human endeavor in America. We'll be back in just a moment with Dennis Marker here as we discuss corporate feudalism.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, and Dennis is simply pointing out that 30 years ago we had a vibrant middle class in the United States, and we had a substantial middle class. In fact, most people were middle class. We had a small group of wealthy. We had a small group of people who were poor, but suddenly most people were in the middle class, and they lived a fairly good life. And then, of course, over the 30 years, this has all changed. Now, of course, this is Dennis's concept that the people who run our corporations suddenly decided, look, we do not need the middle class here in the United States. We can move our manufacturing overseas, and we can manufacture there. We don't have to hire people, unionized workers here in America at $10, $15 an hour plus benefits. We can move to China or someplace else and hire people at $3 a day. And so many of our corporations have intentionally shifted their manufacturing overseas. And, of course, as we see the loss of our jobs, we see the progressive erosion of our middle class. And many of the people who said they were buying homes, and now they're losing their homes. Many people who had a comfortable job are losing their jobs. And, of course, Dennis attributes this to the corporate, the heads of our corporations who are intentionally and purposely moving production and wealth offshore, and of course leaving the American worker here without access to a job. We're moving our jobs overseas, and with that, the hopes and dreams of so many Americans. Would that be a fair assessment, Dennis?
That is not only fair, it was beautifully said.
All right, will you go ahead and pick up the story?
Well, so that's what I think the American people need to understand how we got here. And the reason that I think that's so important is because I believe that the first step to fixing any problem is understanding how we got here. People now are saying, well, what happened to our middle class? That's clearly on the minds and hearts of a lot of people. But if you want to begin to reverse the situation, to change the situation, then you have to first understand how we got here. And there's a couple things. I have four charts at the beginning of the book that are, very simple. The whole book is written to be a very easy, simple, read it in two sittings and understand what I'm saying. So that's one of the things, is to make it simple. My chart.
And let me just point out, it is very simple, it's very straightforward, and it's written so you can read it through in an afternoon. And of course, you will agree with a fair amount of what Dennis is saying, because there's a lot here that I would be totally in support of, that he has hit the nail right on the head. But you go right ahead.
Well, and so what I point out in one of the first four charts in the book is that what we have now is the income. The wealth distribution in our country is equal to what it was before the Great Depression. And what happened was, before the Great Depression, you had the situation where a very small number of people, they used to call them the robber barons, controlled the nation's wealth. And then, after the Great Depression, and so it actually shows, like, that top 10% controlled 50% of all the wealth. After the Great Depression, that went down into the 30% range, which meant that everyone else had 70% to share as opposed to 50, which makes a big difference. Well, now, since 30 years ago, we've watched that climb right back up. And so now, we're back up to the same wealth distribution, meaning the people at the top control as much wealth as they did before the Great Depression. So you can actually see that it's just clearly we had the end of the Great Depression, so 30 years ago, it was just a flat line, stayed there. Starting 30 years ago, policy started to change. We've just seen the distribution of wealth move right back up to the top.
Okay, fine. And so you're absolutely right. We do have a small number of people who have accumulated a great deal of wealth. Go right ahead.
Right, and I don't feel that those people nowadays, because of globalization and everything else, they don't seem to feel a responsibility to the United States. I would argue that when I grew up, as you pointed out, we had rich people and poor people and a great number in the middle, but I would say that the people at the top cared not only for themselves, but they cared about how the United States was doing. Now this was partly because, as I said, the middle class was needed, and so they actually needed our dollars. So obviously you have to pay people so that they can buy the refrigerator you make. But now we live in a globalized economy, so they can make the product in a Saipan sweatshop, sell it in India, and they're still making their money. The only difference is they're not making it because people in the United States are necessarily buying the product. But they're simply saying, well, now the whole world is our marketplace. And so if that means that the U.S. middle class gets eliminated, I don't care as long as I'm making my money.
And I would simply point out that this is the process known as globalization, and you've heard me refer to this. Suggest you go up onto the internet and type in your search engine, YouTube, Alan Greenspan, the creative destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. Alan Greenspan will tell you the objective is a globalist society. These people believe in globalism, and what they've done is they've set out to raise the living standards in other countries, and in China and in India, all throughout the world, we've raised living standards. But of course, Alan Greenspan adds that if we're going to have this globalist society, we have to destroy the old society. What's the old society? Well, the old society is the middle class society that Dennis is talking about, and that has been systematically destroyed. Didn't happen by accident, happened by intent. It's called creative destruction, and you can hear, of course, Alan Greenspan explaining exactly what has transpired. Go right ahead.
Again, beautifully said. And that's exactly right. There are people that are winning. When we hear the discussion now, the political discussion in our country, you have the thing, in fact, they started it 30 years ago, that we're all in this together. But it's really not true. While the large majority of the people in this country are doing worse than they were doing, and surely the middle class as a group is doing worse, there are those people at the top and the people that Alan Greenspan represents who are doing better than ever. And so we just have to realize that while we, the middle class, may be losing out, it's not that everyone's losing out. It's just that the wealth that we used to share as the middle class is now being taken from us and funneled back up to the top.
All right, point well made. Certainly would not disagree with that. Go right ahead.
So I guess...
Well, now, you have 15 points that you make in your book, 15 sure. points that simply explain what's happening. And so why don't you go through those? I think they're important.
Okay. I start with controlling the media. So let me say this. If I was this top one-tenth of 1%, the corporate feudal lord, and I wanted to eliminate the middle class, what would I do? I would have to convince the middle class to do it on their own. And these 15 steps explain how that process took place. So number one, getting control of the media.
And I think that is so vitally important. And it's a message we try to get out, we've been trying to get out for 50 years, that the media is controlled. In fact, one of the things that convinced me that there was a problem 50 years ago, 1962, was a realization that the media is controlled. It was controlled then, it's far more controlled today. Go right ahead.
Precise. And then next, was to create a propaganda network that people think is. So in addition to controlling the media simply by buying it and by changing the regulations so that one corporation or one individual can own huge, you know, thousands and thousands of media outlets, they also created their own network where they actually put out false information, you know, regularly and consistently, so you have a population that thinks they know what's happening in the world or in their own country, but they're just completely twisted. So that was the second thing. The third thing was destroying unions. And I know unions, because obviously unions are big organizations, and it doesn't matter what big organization you have over time, they become corrupt. And so it doesn't matter if it's the government, I would argue even church hierarchy, it happens. But there is no country in the world that has a strong middle class without strong unions. And when our country had a strong middle class, we had a much stronger set of unions. Clearly not everyone was part of the union, and not all the unions were good. But in general, if you want to get rid of a middle class, you need to get rid of unions. We've seen that happening for 30 years. Another step, step four, is this idea that taxes are always bad. The discussion used to be, when I was growing up, and I remember the signs that said your tax dollars at work. Now they might say how much it costs, but they don't say that. But some things in society you need taxes for. But if you want to eliminate the middle class, this idea that taxes are always bad is very important. And so basically you have people constantly saying, you know, taxes are bad. It's not like I need the taxes to build the roads, because our middle class was created in part with the intelligent use of tax money for building things like our roads and our ports, those sorts of things. Anyway, number four, taxes are always bad.
Well, here's one of the places that I would disagree with you. I think that we ought to take the money away from the federal government and get it down to the state level. Certainly, we need to have roads, but those can be mostly built by the states, and at least certainly when there's corruption at the state level, we can do something about it. We can't do anything about corruption at the national level. And believe me, a lot of these people are certainly on the take, and they work behind the scenes. You can never trust people with money. And basically, you've got to get this as close to your local community as you possibly can. The more money we can keep at the local community for building roads and other things, for welfare, for taking care of people, certainly this is where I think the money should be. Yes, we need taxes, but the more money the federal government has, the more money they're going to waste. Here we're having to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar we spend. And what are we doing? We're giving away money to dictatorships throughout the world. Right now, Dennis, I'm going to ask you to hang up. We're going to call you right back, but okay. I hope we can get a little better line. I'm going to ask Daniel to go ahead and call you, and we're going to be back with Dennis Sidney Parker in just a moment. Hopefully, we have a better line of that.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, and Dennis is simply saying one of the things that disturbs him is this idea that a lot of people hate government, that they, I said they, and he thinks we ought to be proud of government. Well, of course, I would point out that I love my country, but unfortunately we have a visible government, we have an invisible government, we have the government, the idealistic, altruistic government that's interested in helping people and compassionate, that which is the visible government. But there is an invisible government that goes from war to war to war, suddenly that uses the power of the government to crush people throughout the world, that has assassination teams. I've talked to government assassins paid to kill people. So basically there's a visible government that I'm proud of. And then there's an invisible government I fear, and I think we should all fear. But Dennis thinks that we should have more pride in our government, and I think that it's a two-way street. We should love the idealism upon which America was founded, but we should be very wary of the people who behind the scenes are working to utilize the economic and military power of the United States to remold the world and to replace governments throughout the world with people who favor our policies rather than the policies of the people of those nations. But here Dennis and I would differ. I think that Dennis's point, he loves America and he's proud of it. And I wish I could be as proud of our country as he is. It is my fear that we are using our military and financial power to crush other nations throughout the world. And that's not what America was supposed to be. But that is what the reality of where we are today. What are your comments on that? Then we'll just let you go ahead.
I agree completely. And I think making the distinction between loving my country and loving my government, as you made, is the right distinction. And as you know from reading some of my other steps, I clearly feel that our government has gone off the rails in many ways. But what I have a problem with in some people is just this, whatever my country is doing is wrong, and that I have a problem with it. So I think that's what's destructive, and this idea that I hate everything that they do, and whatever it is, I don't like it. I think that's going to help to eliminate the middle class. So next step is privatize. I think that some of what's happened with privatization has been very destructive. Something I agree with, but I can tell you right now that, for example, this war in Iraq, which we should never have been in, and that's one of my steps as well, is unnecessary wars, but I can't imagine being a soldier in the U.S. military and knowing that right next to me is a person who's being paid three times as much of taxpayer money because the company that he happens to work for has a private contract. It doesn't have to follow the same rules as I do. I would think that would be very demoralizing for the U.S. military. And that's what we had. We actually had private people fighting next to our soldiers, paying three times as much. Then the owner of this corporation, these different corporations, was getting all this private tax money, and they were living in luxury mansions and spending our tax money in a much more frivolous way than the U.S. military was. So,
and I think these are the contractors you're speaking of. We have about, over in Afghanistan today, we have 90,000 troops. We have 100,000 contract agents who are working for these international corporations, military corporations, that back up our own military with people who are overpaid. Many of them are ex-military, and I share your concern about that. Because these people have no loyalty to America, but only to their employers, and I fear that they're involved in undertakings that they should not be, that are not certainly following through the idealism of America. They're paid killers. Go right ahead.
Right, and they're using our tax money to do it. Next.
Right, I agree with him. Go ahead.
Right. And so I talked about global free trade. And global free trade is something that I think on the face of it cannot work. And I can tell you that I think now people who really were supportive of global free trade are coming around to this position. And the reason I say this, I was on a radio program a few weeks ago with Dr. name, but I can't think of it. But the chief of staff in this congressional office, and we were talking about this, and my point is that you cannot expect the U.S. middle class to exist if the corporations in this country are allowed to hire workers from the sweatshop I was talking about earlier for $3 a day and then bring their products back into the United States to sell at Walmart for someone working at minimum wage and expect the middle class to exist until the U.S. middle class is able to work for that $3 a day.
I think you're absolutely right, and this is one of my favorite gripes is doing away with the tariffs. We'll be right back here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
And this is certainly talking about the public education. He thinks there's been an organized effort intentionally to dumb down our students. And I think he's absolutely right. He thinks, of course, that they want a population that's not very smart, so we won't be concerned that they're shipping our wealth and our jobs overseas. I think that's right. He wants he thinks that they want to have a dumbed down population, so we'll go off and get into these senseless wars as we have in Afghanistan and Iraq, and we could talk about so many other wars we've been involved in without any justification at all. And I think he's absolutely right. Where is the outcry because of the war in Iraq? George Bush lied to us. Basically, he had the information that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They'd all been shipped off to Syria. They were not in Iraq. They were not a threat to us. And he lied to the American people. He killed 1 million Iraqis, or pretty close to that, and wasted $1 trillion between Afghanistan and Iraq. $1 trillion. Of course, that is the heritage of the American people. And where's the outcry against George Bush? Oh, well, it was just a mistake. He feels so sorry about that. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that we have a dumbed-down population. And then, of course, the next point that Dennis wanted to make was getting us into unnecessary wars. Go right ahead, Dennis.
Right. What unnecessary wars do, they do several things that help if you're trying to get rid of the middle class. One thing they do is they keep people's attention focused. So if we're focused on the war in Afghanistan or on the war in Iraq, we're not paying attention to the people picking our pockets. It's almost like in the city, you know, or at least in the movies, you see they have this little game where they've got the little bean underneath the three cups, and you're all looking at the, watching the bean under the three cups. Where's the bean? Well, at the same time, they have someone else that's part of their operation that's going around and picking everyone's pocket when you're being distracted. And so this war is going on, and at the same time, we're seeing our jobs shift overseas. We're seeing the middle class falling apart. You know, all these different things are happening, but we're focused on these wars that are completely unnecessary. Then another thing the wars do is that the people at the top, the corporate feudalists again, they're making billions and billions, and in the end, trillions of dollars off of all these non-bid contracts and all this other kind of thing. So you have this transfer of wealth from the middle class to the top. So unnecessary wars helps in several ways like that. The next step I have is conning the evangelical church. And I can tell you my background is the evangelical church. Where I grew up, Baptist church, the biggest room in the church was named after my family. It was called the Marker Room. And that's from my great-grandfather was a minister, and our family had been involved in a lot of different ways. But what has happened to the evangelical church in the past 30 years is that they have really become a, in many ways, a political institution as much as a religious institution. And what I talk about is when the people who were outside of the evangelical church first heard about the evangelical church, it was the campaign of Jimmy Carter. And I actually remember a Time or Newsweek cover back at this period saying, "What are the evangelicals?" Because before that, no one that was outside of the evangelical church knew about them. And the reason was because the evangelical church correctly felt that politics was dirty. So they didn't get involved in politics. And so when I was going to church, you were as likely, if you were part of the evangelical church, to be a Democrat as a Republican, a liberal as a conservative. There wasn't any sort of litmus test. So it wasn't a surprise that 35 years ago, I guess it was, Jimmy Carter was a Democrat, came out of the evangelical church, and at that time, any evangelical would have been proud to have him as a member. He was, you know, he was a Sunday school teacher, he tithed, he did all the sort of things that evangelical churches thought were great. Now, go 30 years into the future and try to imagine somebody coming out of the evangelical church that would represent the Democratic Party. It's inconceivable. And what has happened is that so much of what the church now talks about is in terms of politics, and as opposed to what we did before, which was much more based on the Bible. And so I feel that there was a conscious effort to sort of bring this group of people over by saying that the other side is trying to steal your religion or to, you know, to take away your freedom of religion. And what has happened is you've politicized the church to a point that I think it's really lost a lot of its roots in biblical Christianity. Next step is lying. And as I say in the book, it's no secret that politicians lie. They've always lied. But I would say that the difference between now and 30 years ago is that it used to be if you got caught lying, this was a problem. And so the lies that were told were lies like troop count, or, you know, the number of enemies killed in a war. You could lie like that about that all day long. You could lie about things that were not verifiable. But now we have people who get up there on television and they tell a lie that's provable. And if someone comes out and says, oh, actually, what you just said isn't true, they just keep on repeating it. And so there's no way in the media, as we talked about earlier, does it hold them accountable. And so they just continue to perpetuate the same lie. And so if they want to tell you that the moon is made of green cheese and someone says, well, I don't think it is, they'll just say, yes, it is. And that becomes the story. And so we've moved to what I call the balance standard from what we used to have, which was some version of the truth standard. The truth standard is you try to find out what is the fact and report it. And Thomas Jefferson was very clear in actually helping to create the framework for our democracy that the foundation for the democracy is an informed public. And so all of a sudden, if you have a public that thinks they're informed, but they're being told things that are completely false, and there's no media that actually holds them accountable, you can say anything you want. And that's the situation we have now. So there's no way for people that aren't listening to something like your program, you know, the people who are just see a few minutes of news or no news at all, to have any idea what's going on. Black is white, up is down, no way to tell. Next step, connected to that is a lack of accountability. And it's connected because even if you're caught, like you mentioned the lie of George Bush saying that there was weapons of mass destruction. And yes, they knew it. They knew ahead of time that there weren't weapons of mass destruction. They had a completely different agenda for why to go into that war. But they did it. Like you said, 1 million Iraqis died. How many of our tax dollars, a trillion, maybe more, of our tax dollars, the deficit now is based in large part on that. And there's no one held accountable. Same with the Wall Street thing. Is there anyone that actually helped the collapse of 2008 happen that was held accountable? No. So we have a completely unaccountable society. People can do whatever they want. If they're powerful enough, they get away with it. The next to the last step is corrupting the courts, and that just means that our courts have been politicized. I refer to them now as hacks in black. I said that as the Supreme Court. There is likely to be making a political decision is actually an informed judicial decision based on the Constitution. And the final step of 15 is bankrupting the country and the state government. And people say, well, how does that help? How does that help corporate feudalism? And what happens in a bankrupting situation, or even what we had in 2008, a near bankruptcy, is that it's a crisis. And what happens when there's a crisis? It's a strong step in. And so when we had the Wall Street crisis, who stepped in? The government and the corporation that caused the problem in the first place. And so we transfer all of this billions of dollars over to them. And again, it's a wealth transfer from the middle class taxpayer to the people at the top. And so that's my 15 steps. And as I said, I just like to go through there step by step, and then I think that the middle class can read this and easily say, okay, I understand how I got here.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Dennis, how can people get copies of your book?
The best way is to go to the15steps.com. And I that's my website, and I send my books out. I sign them, and it's the same price as you can get them on Amazon. But I sign them, and so might as well go to mine. But again, it's the15steps, and you can write either 15, write it out, or just 1-5. Either way, you'll get to it.
All right, fine. Well, let's go. Let's see who we have on the line here. Hi, we have Bob, and Bob is calling from Michigan. Bob, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I'd like to ask your guest if he thinks my understanding of history is accurate. I would think that the Pilgrims and the Puritans who came to America and settled it, they were trying to escape from the tyranny of the Pope and the King, and they wanted freedom. And they knew that they had to be involved with setting up the civil governments here in such a way that would guarantee their freedom. For them, it would have been unthinkable to entertain the idea that politics and religion can be separated. And furthermore, I would say that the liberal churches have always been politically active. The only difference as I see it, and I'd be interested in your opinion, is that the conservative churches have started to get active. And in fact, I am saddened to say that most of the conservative Bible-believing churches are absolutely cowards when it comes to teaching their people at the very bare minimum to vote pro-life, let alone anti-socialist. And so I think that the Pilgrims and the Puritans that settled this country are rolling over in their graves at the naive idea that politics and religion can be separate, and that politics has no place in the church, and that politics shouldn't be coming from the pulpit. I totally disagree with that, but I would like to hear your opinion.
Sure. Well, I would say, first off, it depends on how you define politics. If you, I agree with you that any institution is involved in politics. The question is, do they get involved in the day-to-day electoral politics? And do they do that at the risk of weakening or diluting their religious principles? And I would say that the closer that a religious institution gets to the politicians, and I agree with you that throughout history we can find this over and over again, but I would argue that I can't think of an example throughout history where the church working closely with the government has in any way helped the church pursue its principles.
Well, here I would tend to disagree. I agree with that, certainly, that the church cannot help the government. But basically what we need is a moral and honest religion, and what we need to do is to limit the power of government. And at one time, certainly that was the message that was put out by our churches. And you go back and you read what was going on 100, 150 years ago, and you read the sermons that were given at that time. The ministers talked about the religious situations. They weren't necessarily interested in the political parties. They were interested in moral issues and trying to maintain integrity and honesty in government. Now, basically, with the problem that we have today is that certainly the religious organizations have been infiltrated by organizations like the National Association of Evangelical Christians. 30 million Protestants belong to this organization, their churches do, and this is headed by a dope-smoking homosexual. His name was Ted Haggard. And what you have to understand is that they've infiltrated the so-called conservative or evangelical church, and although we have some wonderful ministers out there trying to get out the truth, why, of course, they have their seminars, they have their meetings, and basically they have their leaders who are giving the wrong information, and that is that they're supposed to back the Republicans because the Republicans are pro-life and pro-family values. The trouble is the Republicans are not pro-life and pro-family values. When the Republicans control both the House and the Senate and the presidency for 6 of the 8 years of George W. Bush, at any time they could have put legislation through that it would simply have negated Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court decision, and put a provision on there that the Supreme Court couldn't be involved. And they didn't do it because the leaders of the Republican Party are controlled by the same people who control the Democrat Party, but they want to give us the impression that, of course, we have a two-party system and there's a difference between the two parties. Whereas that's not true. The Republicans were right along with the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Democrats have more or less gone along with that just as well. Both political parties are in favor of globalism. Both political parties are in favor of big government. Both political parties are in favor of certainty of deficit spending. And both political parties support the pro-choice position, even though the vast majority of the Americans, I don't believe, do. I believe, of course, our political parties and our churches have really been taken over. These are my views on it. Bob, what are your thoughts? Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, I have 3 great big fat books on my library shelf. And the title of those books is Election Day Sermons, And these are sermons from the 1600s, 1700s, and 1800s. And, you know, pastors used to give Election Day sermons. It was a normal thing. And so I am all for teaching biblical principles of limited government, biblical principles of morality ought to be legislated. And I think it needs to come from the pulpit. So I would not agree with your guest's assertion that it's been a bad thing for the Bible-believing churches to get involved with politics.
And Bob, I agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. The tragedy is that the churches, I think, have been taken over and neutralized. That this is my concern. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Just that I agree thoroughly with your last comments there. I'm seeing more of these namby-pamby churches. They're just, you know, it's awful. They used to be Bible-believing churches, and they're mush.
You're absolutely right. Dennis, your remarks in reply.
Sure. I would agree with exactly what you said. I think in terms of having sermons on Election Day, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about what you were saying, where now the emphasis of the church is politics and promoting a particular party. And I would argue that this time in our country, money is what controls our politics, and it's the same money controls both parties. And so you're not going to get elected, and it doesn't matter what your politics are unless you're raising billions and billions of dollars.
And I think that this is really so true, and this is why you may very well find this a fascinating, fascinating book.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, I want to thank Dennis for very much for being with us in a fascinating hour. And Sydney, we would have, for instance, I personally don't believe in democracy. I believe in a republic, but a republic as that was founded by our founders, not the republic that we have today, which, of course, Cynthia, has to do with the Republican Party, which is controlled by the same people who control the Democratic Party. We need to get informed of what's going on. I would recommend this book, and it's well worthwhile reading. And once again, the title of it, Dennis?
15 Steps to Corporate Feudalism.
15 Steps to Corporate Feudalism. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Of course, basically, Dennis doesn't like Ronald Reagan. And certainly, I like everything Ronald Reagan said. The only trouble is that Ronald Reagan, what he said had nothing to do with what he did. He was the biggest spender America has ever seen up until that time. Of course, why George W. Bush was twice as bad as Ronald Reagan, and certainly Obama has been twice as bad as George W. Bush. But Ronald Reagan talked about balancing our budget and gave us the biggest deficits we'd ever seen. Ronald Reagan talked about cutting back on government, and of course he expanded the government massively. Ronald Reagan talked about tax cuts. He gave us the biggest tax increases we've ever had, and nobody will ever tell you these things. Your reality is molded by what you read in the newspaper. It's about time you learn to think independently. That's why we hope you listen to Radio Liberty on a regular basis. You'll go to our website, radioliberty.com, and read our newsletters. They will tell you an awful lot of what's going on today. So that's radioliberty.com. You can read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, and certainly then, of course, you can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day on the Internet. Your job, we hope many of you out there will be in a position to help us financially. If you're listening to us on shortwave and you'd like us to continue on shortwave, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The other thing is, of course, you can listen to us so many other ways. You can listen to us on the Internet, on an iPhone, an iPad, on telephone. So many other means of listening to Radio Liberty, local radio stations. Get yourself an inexpensive satellite dish. You can listen to Joyce, Riley, and myself 24 hours a day on the KU band. All sorts of other alternatives, and so we're going to have to make a painful decision as far as a shortwave. But we want to maintain Radio Liberty. We have so many means of reaching people, and we are reaching so many people today. We want to continue doing that. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. We hope you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope that you'll certainly hear our talks on the case for a satanic conspiracy, population control, the covert agenda, geoengineering, that of course is Rosalind Peterson, aspartame by Betty Martini, Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do want to mention some of the health products we carry. They do help to finance us. And if you're a man over 65 years of age and having to get up at nighttime to go to the bathroom, and certainly we suggest a product we carry called Prostate Support. So many of the products that people take today, and I can name them, and they're advertised, well accepted, but they're all feminizing. And, of course, they're really based upon controlling the size of the prostate by giving you female hormones, and I don't think it's a very healthy thing to be doing, and we certainly suggest Prostate Support. And then so many of the other products we have, the magnesium, the iodine, iodorol, the selenium, the curcumin, they're all available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. So grateful to have you join us today. It is 31 July. It is Tuesday. Halfway through 2012, can it be? Oh, my goodness. I actually saw the stores are starting to get out their Christmas decorations. QVC was doing their Christmas in July program. Oh, my goodness. The year is going by so fast. We are so glad to have you join us today, though. It is all about wanting to learn, wanting to know, wanting to prepare. Tough times in the Midwest. Warnings on water. Ron Kleinfelter wrote an excellent article for Standeo's website about what the situation is in his area of Arkansas. It's not good, ladies and gentlemen. It's not good in the Midwest. Not good for food, not good for animals, not good for people right now. If you have a well,